This podcast replay is brought to you by Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, providing everything from plaques to laser and UV printing. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at orvietosawards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
No, Frankie, the worst mistake they did was giving Kyle Lowry a contract, not Bam. Bam's not the problem. The money slot for Lowry was your problem. You had to fill that with a star while Jimmy could still play, and then Bam would be right in his role. So blame the front office more than anything else. Bam has nothing to do with this. Bam is what he is. He's not a problem. He's perfect to play that Bosch role. You know, Bosch is a one or two that had to play the three role and kind of wait and play off of the stars. That's Bam. That's Bam. That's where he should be. You know, Bosch can then, if one or two are out, Bosch can step in. Bam can't. Bam has to stay in that three role. He has to be PJ Brown. He has to be Udonis Haslam. I mean, how many times have we had this conversation? How many times have we had this conversation? Bam Adebayo is, you know how we came from the caveman? You ever seen that evolution? Right? You ever seen that? That, you know, you're like slouched down until you're straight up and you're walking and you don't have all that hair and all that and you're kind of like normal, you know, that evolution? Well, started with Grant Long. Then it went to PJ Brown. Then it went to Udonis Haslam. And now it's Bam Adebayo. Oh, I'm sorry. Bosch. Then Bam Adebayo. So it's the same guy all the way through. He's not the one or two. He's not Cykli Rice. He's not Zoe or Timmy. He's not Shaq or Wade. He's not LeBron or Wade. Or even Bosch. He's the guy that's next, that's super important to you. We had to have Grant Long on the team. Grant Long was so important to everything that was going on. You had to have PJ Brown on your team. He's so important to everything going on. You had to have Udonis Haslam on the team. They're all different kind of players. I'm not comparing the talents. I'm comparing the role that they played to the stars or to the better players on that team. And that's what they're... Do I want Udonis Haslam over Bam Adebayo in a final shot? Oh, my God, yes. It's not even close. Udonis Haslam tiene cojones. You know, he's got more than Bam any day of the week and twice on Sunday, but he's still a three at best. When he was at his top of his game, he was a three at best. We've had this conversation over and over and over again. I hate repeating myself, but I understand different people listen at different times and they don't catch this segment or they don't listen to the whole show or anything like that. It's your problem that you don't understand where a player belongs in the pecking order. I love Udonis Haslam. Is he a one or two? Never. He was never a one or two. He was a three at best. He's the guy you need on your team. Was PJ Brown ever a one or two? No. Three at best. Bam Adebayo? Never a one or two. Never. When he goes to play USA basketball, do you see him try to take over offensively? Nah. And nobody around him is going to look at that and say, oh, yeah, it's your game. Go ahead. Because that's not what he does. And so that's the problem here. There's a problem with defining the human being, the athlete. And too many of you defined Bam like he's a star. He's not no star. He's a hell of a role player. Maybe the greatest role player we've ever had. But a role player. That's all. Role player. And nothing wrong with that, by the way. There's nothing wrong. I love P.J. Brown. I love Grant Long. I love Bam Adebayo. I love Udonis Haslem. I love Chris Bosh. I love everybody that's played that role. And I want them on my team every stage of the Heat existence. And I don't want Bam to go anywhere. I want the front office to manage better. They've done a shit job of managing the last 10 years. That's where your problem is. You've given away draft picks. You've signed terrible contracts. Terrible contracts for 10 years now. From Dion Waiters to Whiteside to Deadman to Tyler to Kyle Lowry, Danny Granger, Bob. It's constant, the terrible decisions that they've made. And I love Riley to death, and I will back Riley forever. But they have not done their best lately. They have been pretty mediocre lately. And they still win. And they still get to the playoffs, and they've still gotten to the finals with their B game. They can't recruit a superstar if their lives depended on it. They can't find a way to make the deal happen. And the only reason they got Jimmy in the end, because really, Jimmy didn't work in most places. So, you know, and they were desperate. They had no one else. Look at it. They got Jimmy and they can't get anybody else. So that's where your failures have been. Not Spo, not Jimmy. Has nothing to do with it. They've done the best they could with what they have. You know, Bam did the best he could with who he is. Where we have to ask for more is from the front office. They have to be better. They have to be better. That's all I'm telling you. All right.